Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That's Jimmy spinning the discs. Or something. Jimmy clicking the mouse. That's exactly right. Oh, man. So we had talked about this last Friday in the Transgressive Memorial Service, and then also in the wrap we talked about this NPR whistleblower kind of opinion piece. It was written by Yuri Berliner, 25-year veteran of the newsrooms at NPR. The short version of his essay was NPR has completely cratered and caved into the full woke agenda, whether it's race or whether it's anti-Trumpism or whether it's climate change or whether it's gender issues. Across the board, NPR has, you know, become a caricature of its own caricature. I mean, like, you ever watch the Parks and Rec and they do the NPR segments? Oh, my God. It's my favorite part of Parks and Rec. It's so on target. But it's worse than that now. And this is his article is about how over the years, you know, it has gradually been sliding from a good news organization that, though it leaned liberal and always has, still did a lot of very good journalism. And I will say, I still think NPR does a lot of very good journalism. I visit the NPR website every day. And I look the stories there, but I'm well aware of the bias and I agree with his criticism. We talked about this, like I said, on Friday. But you know, he writes this article, he lays out the case. He says, for example, 87 of the people I could identify right here in the DC newsroom who had political registration were registered Democrats, 0 registered Republicans. It's not possible. Like if you said that was true, you know, look, we are all white people, but we represent America and we represent black viewpoints. Liberals would never accept that argument, right? You know, we are all men, but we can write for women. Nobody would accept that argument. How can it be possible that a newsroom can represent all of America and the diversity of political viewpoints when all of us are on one side politically? It can't happen. It can't be true, right? That's the basic argument. Of course, he's right. And partially it's because of the misguided liberal notion that what you do is you count diversity by skin color or gender or age instead of counting it by viewpoint, which is where it really matters. Anyway, so he writes this whole thing and, you know, kind of explains how it has always been an issue, but it's gotten much, much worse over time that you can't even question these things or challenge these things. So NPR has now responded. They suspended him for 5 days without pay. Now, they didn't fire him. They did threaten him they might fire him. They didn't fire him. And the reason for the suspension, which was first disclosed in an NPR story about disciplining him, so in fairness, their own stuff, but the decision to put him on suspension for 5 days without pay is not because he dissented. Because he did that, you can trust that it wasn't manipulated in any way, right? You can trust he's being authentic. It would have been interesting if NPR had him write the editorial and publish it at NPR. I mean, that would have been kind of like, wow, respect, you know? And the problem is that now they've taken the exact opposite tack, which is, you know, to criticize him and, you know, internally people are saying, you know, newsrooms are based on trust and, you know, we don't know that he can, you know, get trust here anymore and that kind of stuff. And punishing him for this basically, you know, wake-up call that he tried to give NPR. I mean, he loves NPR, believes in NPR, and he wanted them to do better. And see, the right response would have been, oh my God, are we really this bad? You know, like that would have been the very healthy kind of, because, you know, healthy people, when you criticize them, you know how they react? They wonder if maybe there's something to it and can we do better? You know, that's a healthy response. Unhealthy people attack the news bearer, right? You know, a healthy response when somebody says, Andrew, I think you were biased on that story is, well, was I? I mean, let me just check and make sure I got all my facts straight. An unhealthy response would be, you know, to attack the person who's making the criticism and to engage in even personal attack. Now, I'm not saying they engage in personal attack. I'm just saying, you know, you get the difference, okay? What would have been cool from NPR would have been, you know what? My God. He's really onto something here. But that's the problem with insular, totalitarian-esque, self-righteous, Ivy League echo chamber kind of environments is you've don't want to believe that you're the problem. And you've convinced yourself that you're not the problem. And so it's all this self-justifying kind of behavior. So, yeah, they did not do the good thing. They did the exact opposite thing. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are on North Palafox Street and Murphy Lane in Pensacola, there was a vehicle crash earlier. No roadblock, but please drive with caution. And at Ryall Road and West Roberts Road in Cantonment, another vehicle crash, but the roadway is clear. Other than that, typical morning traffic coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton on Highway 90 and westbound on 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, building up this morning in downtown. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, somebody just texted in and says, Jimmy's famous. Weezer wrestled with him and he eats world. And I responded, and his top version rocks. Yeah. All the songs about Jimmy. Hey, if you want a healthy lawn coming up in June and July or May, I mean, you know, the point is that you don't start that at the time. You start that ahead of time. You get Insect to come out and take a look at what your lawn needs and create a plan for you specially crafted to your lawn's unique situation and needs. And, you know, they'll do 8 monthly applications throughout the course of the year, timed program to get your lawn what it needs, when it needs it. And if you sign up today, you get that first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes the soil sample and the lime treatment on an average size yard. Of course, NSEC also does landscaping. NSEC also does pest control, things that are sort of all naturally connected to that little area outside your house that you call your yard. Sign up today or get more information or book an appointment at NSEC, ENSEC.net. So just a little follow-up here on the whole issue at NPR and the... I think people in the conservative media world have kind of overreacted to this, exaggerated. Listen to what I've been saying. I think he's right. I've seen it myself. And yet I still appreciate NPR. I think they do a lot of good work, and I think they are a very good news organization. You just have to understand their bias. A lot of critics of NPR have been like bandwagoning on how terrible and horrible and awful they are. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, but they also do a lot of good work. You know, they say the same stuff about you working at Fox or Newsmax or whatever, and they're not fair enough to give you any credit for the good work you're doing while also noting some of your biases, right? I mean, just be a person, you know, be honest about this stuff. And dissent and disagreeing viewpoints have a valuable role in our society. That being said, I think Yuri Berliner was probably on target when he talked to Chris Cuomo about this.
Competition is your critic base. In this business. And you knew when you wrote this, you weren't going to get a chorus of amens. You were going to get people probably digging through your garbage and saying it's not true. And sure enough, colleagues came forward to do what you had to expect they were going to do, which is say, we disagree. Yuri's entitled to his opinion, but we disagree about the nature and quality of our reporting. What do you make of their response? What do you make of the attention?
I'm not surprised by the response that, you know, came from management and the same managers that I've been making a lot of these points about. And they're certainly entitled to that perspective. I will say I've had a lot of support from colleagues, and many of them unexpected, who say they agree with me. Some of them say this confidentially, but I think there's been a lot of response saying, look, these are things that need to be addressed. We haven't. We've been too reluctant, too frightened, too timid to deal with these things. And I think that this is the right opportunity to bring it all out in the open.
Well, I tell you, that is a really telling analysis, because it means that people who have also observed some of the things that he was willing to write about have been too frightened to talk about them for reasons, because the guy who talks about them gets punished, right? I mean, they're doing the exact thing to prove the fears are justified. But again, good newsrooms embrace the criticism, the correction, are even willing to entertain ridiculous challenges to their doing it right to make sure that they're doing it right. It's the dangerous ones that kind of make you feel like you can't speak up and can't dissent and can't take a different view. This is more symbolic or symptomatic. It's not necessarily the root, because I think this has been going on for many years, this trend against good journalism. But, for example, they recently hired in January a new person to kind of run the organization. And she has past tweets. Her name is, I forget her first name, Marr is her last name, Chief Executive Catherine Marr. And she has past tweets saying things like Donald Trump is a racist and saying things like after the George Floyd murder that, you know, white silence is complicity. And if you're white, today is the day to help a start a conversation with your community. And, you know, it's hard to be mad about. She said this. I mean, for sure, looting is counterproductive, but it's hard to be mad about protests not prioritizing the private property of a system of oppression founded on treating people's ancestors as private property. Is it? I mean, you can have a conversation, but you're like in the wake of looting and riots and you're saying, eh, yeah. I mean, and somebody will, I think, appropriately say, well, are those problems for her as running the organization or are those like, you know, resume enhancers, right? Fair question, but that's the problem. Could somebody who took the other side on those positions have had the job as running NPR? Would somebody who criticized those positions have been able to get that job? You know, it's hard to imagine. And that's the problem. So anyway, I thought it was a very interesting piece when I read it last week. It was all over the journalists and, you know, everybody was talking about this in the media world. And now to have NPR take this reaction to punish him is just, man, you know, you couldn't possibly do a better job of proving that somebody's criticisms you are on target. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, just fantastic at this. From the selling side, they sold 175 homes last year. That's 3.5 a week. That's pretty good. They've got a whole system for how you stage it, how you photograph it, where you list it, how you set up the open house, what the price is, all of that kind of stuff. And even, like, there might be things about your home that you love, but that Christina's going to look at me, you can keep that, but it'll cost you $2,000. You know, because she'll know. That's the kind of thing that's easy enough to fix to make it better so you get a better selling price. And they know, really know how to do that. Same thing on the buy side, because they know selling, they know buying, they know what you can negotiate on, what you can ask for, what you're not likely to get, you know, where you can really make progress or what you're up against in terms of other people. So buying or selling, give her a call. Talk to her about what she thinks you can do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com. Or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I will do it with my spear and magic helmet.
A26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you were on North Palafox Street in Murphy Lane in Pensacola, there was a vehicle crash earlier. No roadblock, but please drive with caution. And in Rial Road and Roberts Road in Cantonment, there was a vehicle crash as well. That roadway has been cleared. Typical morning traffic coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton and on Highway 90 and westbound on 98. From Gulf Breeze and Navarre, and building up this morning in downtown. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Am I the only one that thought this story about the pottery at Fort Pickens was weird?
On the weekend, Ryan Smith was taking a stroll through the Fort Pickens campgrounds when he discovered this. It's pieces of Spanish pottery from more than 500 years ago.
So this is the spot. We stopped to sit on this bench. It looks like the spot to find something, doesn't it? And that pottery was just, it stuck out like a sore thumb on top of all these shells.
So he finds this old olive jar shard or whatever, and then he calls the Gulf Islands, the park ranger, and the archaeologist comes and says, "Put that back! We can't take it!"
So by returning it to the site and putting it underground, we're creating a situation where future visitors aren't going to walk away with a piece of American history, which is protected by federal regulations.
Because it seems to me, again, I don't want to play amateur archaeologist, but here I am. It seems to me like whatever natural forces in the earth pushed it up on top of the soil in the first place would likely do so again. And it seems like, and I get the argument about conservation cost, right? If you put it in a collection somewhere, even in an archive, it's, you know, it takes cost to take care of that stuff. But just leaving it in the ground seems like, why? Like, we're just going to dig a hole and put it back in and bury it. I don't know. It just seemed like a weird thing to do. So I don't know. I'm not a professional archaeologist. I just thought that was an odd takeaway is, no, bury it again. What? Isn't that artificial? Okay, sure. Yeah, but we don't have to. Stop it. And yeah, I mean, it's a crime to like take it. I get that. But that's why he called them, right? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Republicans have delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the U.S. Senate. Mayorkas being charged with willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law over his handling of the border. Senate Democrats are expected to table or dismiss that matter today. A Boeing whistleblower scheduled to testify before a congressional committee today. Engineer Sam Salapour says he became alarmed about the production of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and raised concerns to superiors. And Blake Griffin retiring from the NBA. He made that announcement on social media this week. Griffin was drafted first overall back in 2009 by the Los Angeles Clippers. He went on to play for the Detroit Pistons, Brooklyn Nets, and Boston Celtics.
Yeah, what a 13 or 14-year career, I think, right in the end for him.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3. Since we're kind of in the vicinity of disturbing natural resources or man-made historical archaeological resources, did you see the thing where the two guys were pushing down the giant boulder rocks at the Nevada's Lake Mead National Recreation Area and breaking them, and on video? And you can see, like, I think it's the daughter in the background, like, don't get hurt. How about stop destroying the natural resources? Right? How about that's the thing that you focus on? Maybe you shouldn't be. I'm always amazed when I see some of these things that more people don't vandalize or more people don't break and destroy stuff like that. But I feel like it's that collective willingness to realize that, hey, we're kind of all doing this humanity civilization thing together, and we're not behaving like these guys. Please stop.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Today, U.S. senators being sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to enforce U.S. border laws. While the Trump hush money trial in New York takes a day off, seven jurors chosen so far. The former president went to a bodega in Harlem where he pledged to clean up New York and all the cities and help the residents there chanting four more years.
The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%, all migrants.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling for the most fortunate Angelenos to give to a capital campaign to build housing for the homeless in her State of the City message. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 70 in Pensacola right now with cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says they're not taking any chances when it comes to protection of personal information in the city.
We'd rather over-notify in a normal setting if we had had full confirmation that, let's say, one specific department had one specific piece of information that was exposed. Then we would have just notified people within that specific department or those customers.
Now, these comments after the city released details this week on a credit monitoring program they'll be offering in the aftermath of the cyber attack last month. Reeves says the criminal investigation into that incident is still ongoing, and there's been no confirmation of any specific leaks of private information, but the city is making that credit monitoring service available to all residents through TransUnion. Mayor Reeves did say that after the 2019 ransomware attack, the city added insurance to help cover the costs for that program. The price tag is around $82,000. Well, there's new Blue Angels commander. It's Adam Gilligan, Brian.
Over the past, I would say, 3 to 4 months of kind of intensive study of, what this team does every day and the lives they touch, it started to dawn on me. It isn't just watching the practices here like I saw. It is so many other people. And the amount of those people that you see, people think of the Navy. They think of the Blue Angels.
And Brian was selected out of 5 finalists for the job. He'll take the number 1 Super Hornet now for the 2025 and 2026 show seasons. Brian spent 19 years in the Navy. He was named for the position during a private ceremony. It was held yesterday at the National Naval Aviation Museum. School resource officers and golf pros being outfitted with ballistic shields.
These bulletproof shields, one in each of the schools, just helps for their safety if they have to respond to anything that we don't want really to happen. They're going to be the first ones on scene, the first one going toward the threat. And having that shield will just, give them a little reassurance of a little more safety.
And that's Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne. Those shields being donated by Bob Tyler Toyota to the department. And they'll be kept on site at Gulf Breeze Elementary, Middle, and High Schools. Well, excitement is building towards what Escambia County School District leaders say could be a transformational change. Last week, the Escambia Children's Trust began discussions on expanding the community partnership school program that costs about $450,000 per school. Currently, there's 3 in the district, C.A. Weiss and Bellevue Elementaries and Pine Forest High School.
I believe we're on the verge of an extraordinary moment to provide a transformational resources to thousands of children locked in generational poverty and crime. I mean, this is remarkable where we could be at soon.
That is a reaction from school board member Kevin Adams. Children's Trust Executive Director Lindsay Cannon says the plan would look to add 2 new community partnership schools each year for the next 5 years. It's 8:35, and Jimmy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
We are looking pretty green this morning in Pensacola. Just the typical morning traffic coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton on Highway 90 and westbound on 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Building up this morning a little bit in downtown area. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have a cloudy day today. Temperatures will be nice and warm, warming up near 80 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. The cloudy forecast continues for that Thursday with a high near 80 degrees, temperatures dropping back into the mid to upper 60s. As we go into Friday, we are going to have some sunshine peeking through for the afternoon, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's 70 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 68 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow is up 128.40 at 37,927.37. S&P 500 up 2104 at 50,72.45. And the NASDAQ up 77.11. At 15,941.92. Your 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.62%. Gold price is down 460 at 2403.20. Silver price is up 26 cents today at 2864. And Bitcoin down 208.09 at 62,602.19. Looks like the rest of the crypto market following suit as usual. Tesla shareholders being asked to vote again on a pay package for CEO Elon Musk. That move revealed today in a filing with federal regulators. It's the same as the one that was previously passed, but was voided by the Delaware court system. The 2018 plan was created to encourage Musk to hit a series of increasingly difficult to achieve financial milestones for the company. However, in January, it was struck down when it was revealed that shareholders were not properly informed about the deal. That vote scheduled for June 13th. Looks like Red Lobster is considering a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A Bloomberg report says the seafood chain is considering filing to restructure its debt, renegotiate leases, and shed some long-term contracts. Inside sources say a final decision on restructuring hasn't been made as of yet, though. Red Lobster has hundreds of locations across the U.S. and Canada. And it is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's National Banana Day.
Banana!
And so I have a question, simple question. I think we've never talked about this, which strikes... I was, like, looking through my archives to be sure that's true. I mean, I will sometimes bring back a topic if it's a good one, but I don't think we've ever asked this question, which seems odd to me. It seems like the kind of thing we would have asked before, but here goes. What's the right way to open a banana? 4-3-7 David Wayne is in the other room. He's laughing. David, do you want to get in on this? You want to be first to answer? I made you laugh. I don't know why. You like the question?
I don't know how many ways are there to open a banana.
I guess we're going to find out. 437-1620. Just when you think there's only one way, right? You know, you discover that, oh my God, there are a lot. So what's your preferred method for opening a banana?
Well, I guess I'm a banana normalist. I just, you know, peel it.
Way to alternate banana style, Shane. But, all right, go on.
No. I will be listening intently to find out if there's a better way because my mind is open to all banana possibilities.
That's funny. The whole rainbow of fruit flavors. You're open to it. All right. Very good. Jimmy, 437-1620. What's the right way to open a banana? 437-1620. Text me your answers.
I only know of the one way. I didn't know that there.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
What do you do? Cut it down the.
I love that.
Use
like
scissors or?
You know of no other way, as in no other way could even be possible. That's what makes me. I love this so much. Okay. So let's start with sort of obvious choices. Okay, not to, you know, belittle, but let's start with obvious alternatives. Alternative number one is you grab the bulk of the banana with one hand, and then you grab the stem with the other hand, and you snap.
Thank you for the visualization.
I mean,
I would have never
got to make sure that we think about this properly. So you snap, and in the process of snapping, you take off the stem, and then you peel down probably four right, leaves of banana skin, maybe three if you're feeling extra aggressive that day. But let me give you just one alternative. Some people like to take a knife and cut the end off. Do you know why?
Why?
Have you ever grabbed a banana by the stem and the stern, so to speak, and ripped, and instead of snapping, it smooshes?
Well, yeah. Oh, I guess I'm just a savage because that's the only way I've ever opened it. You said snap, and I was kind of like, I guess, but well, I just kind of...
But yeah, but it, sometimes you get a banana and things go all wrong, and you wind up smushing the end of the banana, and then you've got like semi-opened banana, and then you've got to navigate in and amongst all of the banana debris and the mush if your fingers as you're open, right? I mean, that's a defect of the typical approach.
It's going to be mush anyway. I don't... Call me crazy, but I don't mind.
437-1620. There are other approaches. Let me see what the people say. Because the one thing I will say this, 100% of the time when we do the frivolous topic, I get answers I did not expect. And so this is in part a learning opportunity for me. But there are other answers as well. Okay, here somebody says, in strips from top to bottom, of course. Well, top being, I assume you mean the stem. Down to the you banana normie. 437-1620. Somebody here says the blossom end. I assume that means the bottom end. I'm not sure. This is, by the way, this has been one of those things where I think I've tried it and it does work better opening it from the butt end, the bottom end, the burnt end, whatever you want to call it, the non-stem end. It's easier. It fails less frequently. You don't have the snap and smash problem. But it just feels so wrong. It feels so wrong. And, you know, then to hold it by the stem upside down, so to speak, like we're Australians or something, and then eating it that way, peeling it down from the bottom, it's just like, yeah. But it does work better. The consensus is that it does work better, but you've got to overcome, you know, in my case, 53 years worth of programming and practice, and that's a hard thing to do. 437-1620, stem down and use it as a handle. See? Because then you ever get to the bottom of a banana eating it like a normie? And what do you do with that last, say, inch or so of banana?
Throw it away.
You don't eat the end?
No.
Oh, God.
I know.
What, because it's difficult? Like the bottom of an ice cream cone? You just don't know what to do with it, so you throw it out?
No, it's just then bananas are convenient because you can just eat them with one hand. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not sitting there breaking it up. You know what I mean? So
you can eat them with one hand.
Yeah, I know. And then
tell me more.
Well, then you take out the bottom of the banana, and it looks unappetizing.
The little space cone end.
Call
sort
me
of thing.
Wasteful, but all that's right. You know, that's my personal.
But
preference.
Also, you have the problem of when you're holding it, that little tiny bit. It can tend, if you pull the peels down, it can fall out, as you say, or you can grab it with your finger. But there's nowhere to hold. The advantage of peel as handle or of stem as handle is you have a way to hold the banana all the way through to completion. 437-1620. Somebody says upside down, pinch and peel, no squish at the top. Somebody says break the stem and peel it down halfway and then peel it further down as you eat. Yeah, I'm a progressivist. I don't peel all the way. What kind of a, can you imagine somebody? And then you got like a foot's worth of banana peel hanging off your hand while you're trying to eat the rest of it. That's no good. Some people use like a knife will cut. Some people are sort of, they're cutters. And I do respect the cleanliness of that. Somebody says, pinch the stem end, pops right open, no squish. Not from the stem, start at the other end, peel, and the strings come off with the peel. Oh, the strings.
This guy says, grab the banana by the handle.
The banana handle. Yes. I love that. That's exactly the idea. I will say this. Do you eat the strings or do you peel the strings off?
I don't care. I don't care.
Ew.
Once I open it up, that's
the strings are so nasty. They're like little bits of floss that somebody decided to wrap around a banana. I can't even. Oh,
I didn't think of myself as a savage eater until this topic arose.
And the strings are sort of okay on a barely ripe or just ripe banana, but when you get to an older banana, the strings are especially disgusting on the slightly older banana. We'll come back to this in just a second. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are on North Palafox and Brent Lane, there was a crash earlier with debris in the road, so drive with caution. Otherwise, just seeing our typical morning traffic coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton, Highway 90 and westbound on 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, and building up in downtown this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jimmy with your traffic on the fives. Wholly unprepared because I was thinking about bananas.
I love it. Hey, if you buy a nice import, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, good vehicles, you pay extra to get them because they run well, right? There's a reason you pay for the luxury. But then you might think, like Alexis, you might think you got to take that to the dealership. You don't. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you from having to take it to the dealership if you don't want to. You can get it serviced a lot of different places, including Bobby Likas Auto Service. Right here on Davis Highway, they service those vehicles all the time, and that saves you probably money, saves you time and inconvenience if the dealership is a ways away, and they will take care of you. You know, no problem. The gas engines, of course, they will take care of you. Diesel engines, you got your diesel truck, they'll take care of that. Not everybody likes to work on them because they are a little tricky, some extra pieces, but that's fine. They work on them. Gas engines, of course. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken, which is expensive and inconvenient. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 437-1620. Back to Banana Talk here. It's National Banana Day, and we're talking about... meanwhile, our clock is freaking out. Jimmy, have you seen this yet? That's kind of a scary thing when you see the clock doing that.
Oh, wow.
Every once in a while, our in-studio clock resets, and it goes really fast, like it's you're in a time machine or something. It's creepy. Anyway, back to Banana Talk. What's the right way to open a banana? Somebody says here, you peel to the left, you peel to the right, you peel down the middle, and take a bite. Aw, look at that. It's a rhyme. It's also National, I think, Haiku Day or Limerick Day or something like that. Using my thumbnail, I make an opening at the top and snap it at the top and peel to avoid the mash. Yeah, the mash problem really is, the struggle is real. You ever break it in the middle and eat in both directions? Neither does anybody else. Somebody says, from the bottom, it's the most effective. Somebody says, the blossom end, it doesn't smush like the stem. I love all the different ways that people are describing the banana mushing phenomenon. Somebody says, banana stems never snap anymore, so you got to chop it with a sharp knife, karate style in half. That way half is still closed to use later. Oh, if you're a halfist, right? If you don't finish a whole banana in one sitting. It appears you have completely overthought this subject. Welcome to my life. All the animals in the animal kingdom open it from what we think of as the bottom. Perfect peel every time. It also lifts all the banana strings, keeping them in the peel. Well, who can argue with an orangutan, right? I mean, that's the definitive answer.
I think this one was directed at me. It says, quit taking your aggression out on the poor banana.
That's a banana battery is what that is. You open a banana from the bottom. You pinch the bottom, and then you peel it from there, and that way you don't smush it. And I believe if you watch Animals in the Wild, they do it the same way. Banana strings are bitter, agreed, and nasty a texture. The strings are a great... No, I'm not saying that. 437-1620. If you watch...
I was wondering if you're going to...
No, you got to... Sometimes you got to censor. Gorillas and monkeys do it the other way. Sure. Let's see. Peeling it from the bottom is the correct way if you go to a zoo. Well, do we not do some things different from the animals? I mean, they don't wear clothes. We do. Should we learn how to eat bananas from the orangutans? I'm not sure. Anyway, that's our that's our frivolous topic for the day. So the next time you open a banana, think of me. Consider your options. 437-1620. Behave accordingly. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle or, like often happens, you're putting it off because you're like, Andrew, I know. Stop talking about it. Well, you go, stop delaying. Go to Frontier. Go look around. Drive a few cars. Pick one, buy one. Be happy. You deserve better. Don't be the person who's putting $1,000 every other month into a car that you really should have gotten rid of 2 years ago. go to Frontier and get a 2 or 1 year, 3 year old car. It's got low miles and great condition and good price, and enjoy driving it without having to take it to get serviced all the time, except for that routine preventative maintenance. It's used cars that you don't have to worry about at Frontier, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No. We'll never get it out now.
So certain are you. Always with you, it cannot be done.
Hands. Touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Come on, you have to, right?
So good.
So good, so good, so good. I'm not even a Red Sox fan, obviously. I'm a Cardinals fan. I have good sense and I was raised right. But anyway, sometimes it shows and sometimes I hide it better than other times. Hey, we got a major honor yesterday. We won a Crystal Award.
So this morning at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas, Dave and I were so proud to accept the Crystal Award for community service on behalf of News Radio 92.3.
That's Mary Hoxing, the voice of one of our co-owners. She and Dave founded Cat Country and then News Radio. And, man, they were in Las Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters. He is on the board, and she was there for the awards ceremony. Pretty cool.
Radio is all about community service and serving. Radio works so hard every day for our community. And we could not be more happy that we have the best team in Pensacola radio and probably radio across the world.
I'll take it. Absolutely. I love it. Anyway, this Crystal Award, there's a lot of different kinds of awards that you might win in radio. Crystal is one of the very top. Like, it's one of the hardest to win because you're competing against every other station. like news radio, you know, Pensacola is, I forget the number. I think we're like a number 120 market, you know, like New York, LA, Dallas, Chicago, top markets. We're like the 120th or so, you know, size market in the U.S. And so a lot of times what you'll have is the large market stations compete against each other, medium market stations compete against each other, and small market stations compete against each other. And then a lot of times you'll have it within genres too, like, you know, country against country, rock against rock, that kind of thing. But in this case, it's everybody is all in one pool. All the stations in the country are all in one pool. And so we were, you know, competing against, you know, legacy, massive stations. Like, if you've ever lived in other parts of the country and listened to, you know, radio in other places, I mean, some of these you might be familiar with, like KFI Los Angeles, Cairo in Seattle, KSL in Salt Lake, WSB in Atlanta, WTOP in D.C., WBZ in Boston. We were against everybody. And they put 50 finalists back in February and just picked 10 winners yesterday, and we were one of the 10 winners. Second time we've ever won the award. So super stoked, big honor. And the way I will tell you this, I didn't know whether moving to the South and doing a morning news show would work for me, a Midwesterner. And I actually, I had an interview several years ago to go work at, I mean, a long time ago before here, to go work at a station in Birmingham. And they basically said, well, how will you overcome the fact that you're not from the South? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'll be charming and entertaining and fun and interesting. What do you mean overcome? They're like, well, we don't like Yankees. I'm like, well, hire somebody else, you know? So when Pensacola came around, I had that in the back of my mind. I'm like, is that going to work for me? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Pensacola's great. You know, the basically Dave and Mary are like, oh, yeah, this is not a problem. There's military people. People here from all over. It won't be a problem. Most of the people who work at the station are not from the South. It'll be fine. No worries. And it has been. You guys have been so welcoming, and I love that. It's just it's a great place to work. We do community service like I've never seen done anywhere else. And you guys, honestly, our listening audience is just fabulous. I love the text. I love the feedback. I love the support, the encouragement. This is a great place to do radio, and I appreciate it. Jimmy's got a traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are coming in from Navarre, there was a crash earlier. The roadway is open, but on Coast Court and Waterford Sound Boulevard, please drive with caution around there. Otherwise, just seeing our typical morning traffic coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton and westbound on 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, building up in downtown this morning as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I did fail to do this. I meant to give Dave his chance because Mary talked, and Mary never talks on the radio. Like, I think I've ever had her on the radio live once in 10 years. She just does not do it. Dave, on the other hand, is a little bit more willing to talk.
Our entire team is excited to have won this national recognition from the National Association of Broadcasters in competition with stations all over America. Of course, we greatly appreciate the support we get from our community, and this gives us the incentive to rise up and do a better job today than yesterday. Thank you, Pensacola.
Absolutely. Do it better tomorrow. Do it better tomorrow every single time. I totally agree with that. 8:59 here on News Radio 92.3. All right, Jimmy, a quick future news. We said yesterday it'd be maybe a week or two. When do you think they'll get the Trump jurors fully impaneled, all 18?
Oh, within the next year at least.
I'm actually more optimistic now. I think they might actually get it done today or tomorrow, possibly Monday at the outside. Will NPR self-evaluate after the article?
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.